This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome once again to the program we call What's on Your Mind. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. I want to know what's on your mind. I want to know what you think about what happened last night in Iraq, in retaliation, they say, by Iran for the U.S. actions to take out the top military general and stop attacks he was planning. By the way, that attack was actually for the embassy and what was coming. It wasn't. So the retaliation is a little odd, but the retaliation, I think it's safe to say, in comparison to what Democrats and others have been, lamenting, certainly the Iranians and others around the world, how could they? How could they? Oh. What in the world have we done? We've started World War III. You know, the sky was falling, it's horrible, everything else, and evidently the Iranians don't think so because they responded by sending 14 missiles into the sand, didn't they?
Pretty much, with a warning.
You know, they took out some sand piles in Iraq. Yeah, and we got a heads up on it from Iraq. No U.S. casualties. I heard one report of two Iraqi casualties and then another of both no U.S. and no Iraq. I don't know who's right on that. But the U.S. has 100% accountability of all of its forces in Iraq, and there are no U.S. casualties.
You know what I saw, Scott? Did you see this gal, Erica Kas, I think it's Kasrei. She's an Iranian-American. She has two hashtags. Hashtag one, Iranians detest Soleimani. Number two, hashtag everybody calm down. And her video was put up 2 days ago. It's already got well over 1 million views. And her just speaking some truth about this guy was a scumbag. And All the Iranians wanted him dead.
Yeah, here's my take. I don't know if all the Iranians did. I think there's hardliners.
A lot of them, yeah.
There's hardliners there that loved him. But my quick take, and I really want yours, we have a busy show, Congressman Kevin. Kelly Armstrong at the bottom of the hour. Congressman Kelly Armstrong, bottom of the hour for his take on this and also the latest on the impeachment circus. Nancy Pelosi, what are you going to do? She was busy at cocktail parties last night. Can't be bothered with, paying attention to a strike that you have ballyhooed as World War III provoking. Anyway, that and more with Kelly Armstrong. Then the president himself will speak to the nation at 10. We'll take that. And then we have Kevin Pfeiffer joining us from Pfeiffer's Auction Realty. We're going to talk about 2020 in land prices. I know something very important to every farmer and rancher listening. You know, what's the value of my land? What's happening? This, farm crisis, this challenge that we find ourselves in certainly is prolonged. What's that doing to land prices? We're going to dig into that a little bit today in the program. So look forward to that conversation, too, on what's on your mind. Just here's my quick take, and I want to know whether you agree or disagree. I think what happened last night with these 14 missiles doing very little damage, certainly they can call it retaliation. They're calling it a slap in the face to the U.S. It happened near two bases in Iraq. No casualties, thanks be to God. That's certainly the great news there. But it's a nothing burger, folks. The retaliation for what everyone, including, mostly Democratic candidates for president in the U.S. and a cast of hand-wringers, the bedwetting caucus of, how horrible this was going to be and how terrible the retaliation was going to be. And to this point, and who knows, this could have been, we retaliated, then they planned something else. Look, but here's my take. I don't think that's the case. I think these people need a way out. These people being the leaders, the hardliners in Iraq. The maximum pressure campaign of President Donald Trump is working. It is working. It goes back, by the way, to Michael Flynn in very early days of the presidency, when he laid out a laundry list. Find it if you can. I wouldn't mind sharing that with Kelly, too. Kevin, it's February of 2017, Michael Flynn, when he put Iran on notice. Okay? That's what's been happening. They've had a maximum pressure campaign. We've had sanctions. And in response to the sanctions and the Iran deal being canceled, thank you very much, $1.8 billion, we've got Iran on the ropes. We got Iran ready for change. It didn't work under Barack Obama. Give them cash, appease them, tell them, no, we'll look the other way for 10 years, and then you can go do whatever you want to do on the nukes. Oh, please. That was the Obama policy. That was the policy that the Democratic candidates were cheerleading. Right there. So I think this is a vindication of Donald Trump's policy of maximum pressure, 100%. We took out their general, who, by the way, was on a UN travel ban. Did you know that? International UN travel ban. You can't leave Iraq. He flips us the bird and heads to Iraq and has been flying all over the place. We're supposed to just ignore that. He's in Iraq.
We're supposed to be sympathetic to him, too. I mean,
yeah, what the heck? Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, oh, the tears. It's awful. Awful. Guy with blood in his hands.
I know.
I can't conclude anything other than the Democrats hate Trump more than they love America. I can't. Just use their own words, folks.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you want to hear about what a barbarian this guy was, just go on YouTube and search Truth from an Iranian and watch what she has to say.
I'll post it. I'll put it up. What do you think? We're going to play some of the comments of the Democrats on this, too, but I want to get to your calls first. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 258-0550. Todd Mitchell, Todd the Radio God, Kevin Flynn, Ryan Shotgun here. Daniel taking your calls. Your reaction to what happened last night. What's it say? Where are we at in this particular debate? I want to know your take on this. Or, by the way, if you have something you think is more important, tell me. I actually do myself, but I'll leave it to you. Chris and Dickinson, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. First off, Soleimani, with his death, if you look at two groups that were mourning his death, Hezbollah and Hamas, that should tell us all we need to know. Why would they be mourning his death if he wasn't associated with terrorism? And secondly, our response to Iran, everybody's saying, well, they're just trying to save face. They could have struck this base with more Americans. They use these inaccurate missiles versus rockets like they did the last time. They're just doing it to save face. I don't care if they're doing it to save face. They still attacked us. We need to respond. I don't care if we take up or ratchet up sanctions. I know we're at maximum pressure. Ratchet up more sanctions and then start taking out their oil supply that they're illegally selling to China and Russia. But we need to put the hurt on them. I'm not saying invade or anything like that, but we do need to put more hurt on them in response to this. Otherwise, it's going to keep going, just like it has for the last 40 years.
You're saying more response to what happened last night. In other words, in your eyes, retaliate to this and keep up the pressure.
Yes, it was an attack on us. I mean, regardless if they're trying to save face and nobody died, it's still an attack, and they're going to continue to do it. The more they get away with, the more they're going to do. Look what Reagan did. They attacked us. He bombed them, took out half their Navy. You know what I mean? They need to be slapped back into place.
Appreciate that, Chris. Thanks very much. 800-228-0550. John in Jamestown. Let's go to you next on the program. By the way, you can text us at 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. You can text Todd at 226-8503. 226-8503. How can Iran and the Democrats really believe this could lead to war? Iran and Iraq fought for 8 years. The U.S. called Saddam's bluff, and we went in, and his loyal Republican guards surrendered as we approached. All Iran is doing is talking tough because Obama made them feel tough. Our military is so much more superior. Making America great again. Says Kent. Thank you, Kent. John, Jamestown, you're next.
Hi, Scott. This is John again from Jamestown. I'm normally from Carrington. I'm heading to my veterans appointment in Jamestown this morning. And I guess I'd like you to ask the congressman and the senator, when you talk to him again, why John Kerry is not being charged under the Logan Act or being charged with sedition for what he's doing trying to get Iran to act as a State Department employee when he's a civilian. In my book, as ex-military, that's called treason. At a minimum, it's sedition.
Well, an interesting suggestion, John, in this sense. The left in this country has criminalized politics, right? They've tried to take Donald Trump out using impeachment and investigations and everything else. So, you know, do we want to play tit for tat? Maybe, you know, because that certainly would be criminalized. In fact, the guy was the Secretary of State, did some really dumb things. Did it cross the line? Did it violate the Logan Act? Was it sedition? You know, you can be sure that Mike Pompeo would be the next one brought up on charges if we go down that path. But we ought to get to the truth of some of that for sure. Appreciate the call. What's your take? Call now.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Mineral Tracker is now offering full mineral management services. We understand that some folks just want someone who's knowledgeable and trustworthy handling their interests. Right here in Western North Dakota, you can put our local experts to work for you. It won't cost you an arm and a leg, and you can rest assured your asset is being maintained and looked after, making life simpler and more enjoyable. Give us a call today at 833-842-2924 to explore our full mineral management services.
Make 2020 the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the Upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour. May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th, is great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000. 701-237-9000. Or toll free at 800-343-0093.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Opinions are welcome on What's On Your Mind. Hear me? All opinions are welcome. That's right. We love a good debate. We love a discussion about what we might be talking about at the moment. In this case, the strikes last night in Iran. Fargo Forum had two choices for headline. One was Armageddon, and the other one was Iran Strikes. And they went with Iran Strikes and put it about as big a headline as I've ever seen. Iran Strikes. And they did. They did. That's true. What do you make of their response? What should happen next? What's your take? Want to talk about that? Great. If not, anything else on your mind, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. The texts are piling up, 701-367-2054. Todd Stewart, 701-226-8503. Got a lot of smart people in this audience. Love our audience. A lot of insight. We're doing this all together. I do have to tell you about my Wednesday Wheels update from Pucklich Chevy Buick GMC. Valley City, Pucklich, Bismarck. This week's featured vehicle at the Valley City store. It is a sharp, deep blue pickup. This one's not going to last long. 2017 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LTZ at the short box, one owner, only 26,000 miles when it was traded in. They get a lot of these at Pucklich. It's fantastic. This is like new. That's a new vehicle. It's got running boards, heated and cooled leather seats, heated steering wheel, ding, 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 for the cold Midwest winters. Spray on the bed liner. You know that spray on bed liner, the really nice one they do when it has a tonneau cover, which is nice too. Deep ocean blue metallic, black leather interior, big beefy 5.3-liter engine, four-wheel drive on the lot at $41,990. Today only, say, I heard it on What's On Your Mind. Show me the Chevy. Show me the Silverado. Got to see it. $39,000 and it's yours. Hop online, check it out. PucklichValleyCity.com or stop by the showroom and see it for yourself. Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy, Valley City, and Bismarck. All right. Let's get back to the phones here. After, I want to find out if you agree with this triage of voices here. Who do we have here?
We have Joe. Sleepy Joe.
Joe Biden.
You got Liz.
Liz Warren, Pocahontas.
Mayor Pete. And a quick comment from our neighbor, our own Amy Klobuchar.
Okay, here we go.
All right, a little montage.
What we've heard so far from this president are tweets, threats, and tantrums. All we've heard from this administration are shifting explanations, evasive answers, repeated assertion of an imminent threat, without the necessary evidence to support that conclusion. 6 months ago, here in New York City, I made the case that Donald Trump was dangerously incompetent and incapable of world leadership. In the past few days, in the wake of the killing of the Iranian General Soleimani, I think Donald Trump has proven beyond that comment, beyond dispute. If there was an imminent threat that required this extraordinary action that we're owed an explanation and the facts to back it up.
He orders the killing of Soleimani, and then the administration can't get their story straight. They still can't get their story straight on what was going on. They have no credibility domestically. They have no credibility internationally. So they want to make the case that, no, here was our goal internationally, and that's all we were taking a look at. I say the burden of proof is on them. Come up with the evidence. At this moment,
wow.
My heart and my prayers are with our military and with their families in Iraq and all around the world.
Well, good for you. Yeah, big of you.
This is a reminder why we need to de-escalate tension in the Middle East.
Can't we all just get along?
Yeah, that's been tried before, I think. Yeah.
The American people do not want a war with Iran.
Well, we don't want that attitude with Commander-in-Chief then, so there's 20 points.
You sound like Mom having the pleading conversation with you to not do drugs.
I don't want to hear anymore. I don't want to hear anymore. Just pause it for now, because my blood pressure is rising from the kookaburra.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Please, just don't do it.
Joe Biden
calling
somebody
my Lord.
Incompetent and incapable is really rich, isn't it? Oh, my gosh. Jim in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm wondering when the National Treasury will bill Obama for the $1.6 billion we paid those people. And if he don't want to pay it, maybe the Democratic Party and these clowns you just had on there a few seconds ago talking about it, maybe they'll pay it out of their campaign funds. I mean, the $1.6 billion stopped them dead in their tracks, no question about that. It's just nauseating.
Stop and think what we could have done with those dollars, huh?
Oh, yeah. And then we give it to them, so they buy and buy more weapons and kill us, and they turn around and people go back to the beginning of time. The school bully is never stopped by a guy who asks you a quarter every day and you give it to him until you say, no, you aren't getting it anymore. It's just nuts.
It isn't hard, Jim. Thank you for the call, and let's ask others if you agree with Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden. And we have others, too, weighing in. Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg, and who else? Tom in West Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. Actually, this has nothing to do with Iran. I just wanted to say kudos to Beltrami County being the first county in the United States and from Minnesota to reject refugee resettlement. They passed that last night, 3-2, the board said they would not resettle refugees.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what the reaction to that is from liberal land in St. Paul. The mayor will be dispatching momentarily. That's interesting. Do you know why? What was the reasoning for it?
No, I don't know. I saw it in the Duluth News Tribune. It was on the headlines, and actually one of the TV stations, a couple of the TV stations actually from Duluth carried that.
I saw that story too, yeah. I mean, wow.
One other quick note is that Bemidji will, last summer, decided to not allow any roundabouts in that city either.
So wow.
Is really starting to get a backbone. Yeah. They didn't want any roundabouts, so they said they'd rejected that. So now that's tabled for like 5 years over there.
We'll dig into that. I'm not done on the refugee resettlement. There have to be some answers given. The reason this dust-up happened, which I know a lot of people are concerned about, you know, and nobody wanted Burleigh County to be the first in the nation to reject it or anything else. I'm saying, well, fine, then answer the questions everybody's asking. You know, I mean, I think there's a fine line there between saying, look, we're willing to be open to a number of refugees if we can handle them, if we can take them. Can you just answer some questions about them? And they refuse to do it. So there's work to be done on that front yet, no doubt about it. Thanks for the update on Beltrami. I'll check it out. John on the road, let me get you in quickly here. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, real quick. If the deal with Kerry, that all, of course, started not only just $1.6 billion that the Obama administration gave, but the $150 billion they freed up, that $150 billion, which could buy 10 aircraft carriers. I mean, these guys gave, this was a terrorist nation that the Obama administration gave all that money to, freed up all that money so they could use, and on top of this pile of cash they gave them. And then they send John Kerry over. And it's known, this is no secret, John Kerry over to defeat Donald Trump's foreign policy in Iran.
Yeah, very, very good point.
Our
very
region
point.
Has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After last night's Iranian missile attacks on two bases in Iraq that house U.S. troops, the Pentagon has just announced there were no American casualties and says damage done by the attacks
was not significant. President Trump is to address the nation shortly about the whole situation. Meanwhile, Iran is warning the U.S. against retaliating for yesterday's attacks. The U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren, who's running for the White House, says this all needs a diplomatic solution.
Not all problems can be solved militarily, and we should not ask our military to try to solve problems that they cannot alone solve.
A report out this morning from ADP and Moody's Analytics says private payroll jobs in the U.S. are on the rise, with companies adding 202,000 positions in December. That beat analysts' expectations. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by MyPillow. If you haven't yet done it, I'd encourage you to take advantage of that deal before it's gone on the MyPillow Giza sheets. These are the Giza dream sheets. You know, a Giza's a cotton grown in the Mediterranean region of Giza, and it is like the best on earth. And then they make them into sheets, and you sleep better. And all luxurious. And you buy one, you get one, and they throw in free shipping right now. So that's a great deal. Just go to MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials, or call 800-506-9028. Put in the promo code SCOTT at Radio Listener Specials, and you get all the deals. Towels are 30% off. Pillows, good deals. Lots of great things happening there at MyPillow. One of our fine sponsors of our broadcast from Frisco. We're packing up the PetroServe USA studios. Heading down to Frisco, Texas to watch the Bison claim yet another national title. Won't that be fun? That's Saturday, and we'll have our broadcast there tomorrow and Friday from the PetroServe USA studios. Nate Tangway is on our team. He is a former four-time national champ at the Bison. Be doing lots of insightful reporting for us down there and coverage as well, so look forward to that. The Gate City Bank Frisco Fan Cam's a lot of fun. If you can't be there, you can sort of live vicariously through the Citibank Frisco Fan Cam. So we're going to have a lot of fun down there for sure. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is here on What's on Your Mind to take your calls, your questions, your comments. Share with us his thoughts on the latest news. Hello, Kelly. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, Scott. How are you?
Wonderful. Appreciate the time today. First of all, your take on what happened last night in Iraq.
Well, we're going to get a briefing today. Obviously, the president is going to speak here shortly, probably right after you and I get off the phone. But what I know is that Iran launched somewhere between 15 and 22 missiles at two U.S. bases, and that as of now, there's been reported no U.S. casualties.
Do you, just as a gut feel, when you heard, okay, what, you know, we all heard, hey, there's strikes, and you're like, okay, what happened here? And then we could continue drip, drip, drip to get information about what happened, came to find out that, several of these missed their target and landed in the sand, and that thankfully there were no U.S. casualties or our troops. It seemed to me to be a bit of a nothing burger from Iran in the way of response, that they may be trying to save face, to say, you know, in Iraq as they are, you know, 90 casualties and this is a slap in the U.S. face, all the bluster you'd expect from them, but really, just an effort at saving face. Do you think that's possible here?
I think it is reasonable to believe that we had a heads up if they were going to shoot 15 to 22 rockets at two of our bases and nobody died. I'm hopeful that this is a propaganda for Iran, and that, well, I just think that to start with, I think that some of my friends on the other side of the aisle have been operating under two false premises. And one is that this all started with President Trump killing Soleimani, which is not true. Iran has been escalating and ratcheting up their their actions for a long time in the Middle East. But just recently, I mean, they shot down a U.S. drone, seized a British tanker, committed a terrorist act on a Saudi oil refinery, not the least of which is the U.S. embassy. And secondly, the second false premise is that there's either do nothing or all out war. And I think we're hopefully seeing that one come to fruition right now.
Interesting. Yeah, the attack on the embassy is something I don't think has received sort of the attention that it has. Explain that from your perspective of how you see that, you know, in this, you know, the news cycle of the last few days here. That's not something we can't respond to, is it?
Well, that's exactly right. And we also have to recognize, and this goes into the killing of Soleimani, who, was a terrorist. But there's two things that, and this goes to where the Democrats, I'm reading now that they're having huge problems with whatever war powers resolution they want to, because so Iran launched the missiles yesterday, and it was from the Iranian government. But prior to that, one of Iran's biggest issues is they use proxies to carry out their wet work. And, I mean, in Lebanon, they use Hezbollah. In Iraq, they use the Shiite militants. And I mean, there's over 30 different militia groups. Some of those, in theory, report to the Iraqi Central Command. You know, in Gaza, they use Hamas and Islamic Jihad. And so I think one of the things that's important to recognize is just because they're not wearing an Iranian uniform, when a lot of these things happen in the Middle East, Iran is directly behind that. And so by killing General Soleimani, I think one of the things that the president did and we did as a country is sent a clear message to Iran that says you don't get to hide behind your proxies and you don't get to insulate terrorist activities wearing a general's uniform for the Iranian government when we know you are actively involved in killing Americans and killing other people.
And have been.
And that,
All through the Operation Iraqi Freedom and before. This is not a new war with Iraq. I'm sorry, a new war with Iran, is it?
Well, and also this is where any kind of, really limiting war powers type of resolution causes problems, because if it's ceasing all hostilities with Iran and we can directly tie Iran to these groups, does that mean that we now have to cease all hostilities with these groups who are active terrorist organizations? And these are questions to be frank, I think they are really nuanced questions at a time when we need to be able to have the authority to move quickly and protect American interests and American soldiers and American lives.
Nate in Fargo, question for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead.
Armstrong, how you doing?
We didn't hear you, Nate. Go ahead. Sorry. We're doing good. Thanks.
Recap of what went down in Iran. Ballistic missiles launched at Iraq at U.S. base. Soleimani buried. Ukrainian jet crashes with 176 passengers on board. A huge earthquake and 50 dead in a stampede at Soleimani's funeral. It sounds like Iran had a real bad day. And I'm looking at pictures of this jet, and if you look at the outside of the fuselage, there's shrapnel marks going inward toward the fuselage. And there's a lot of rumors that that jet was shot down. And if it was shot down, what would the repercussions be?
I literally have no idea and no way to answer that at this point. We are actively trying to get as much information as possible. But, I know nothing other than that the Ukrainian jet went down. That's the sum total of knowledge I have.
Okay.
Well, it's obviously early, but it's hard to believe that it's sort of coincidental that it happens on the same night. Something's weird there. I said that right away, although, again, it was taking off from Iraq, right? Ukrainian jet leaving Iraq. So, that's a little odd. Gary in Jamestown for Congressman Armstrong. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. I'll talk about something other than Iran, because I think the United States has more than adequate resources to handle that problem. In the state here, about 4 months ago, I heard a climatologist talk about a possible 1930s drought by the year 2050. You know, if that's, and he said right now that the only reason Fargo isn't rationing water right now is because of the outflow from Devil's Lake. Well, if that's true, then maybe there should be more work done to get Garrison diversion done. Because you look at this flood diversion in Fargo, what did that take? About 15 years from conception to construction? You know, it could take, the finished Garrison diversion could take from the year 2035 to 2050 to get water flowing from the Missouri River to Fargo. You know, if this is correct, I can't remember the guy's name or what radio station I heard it on. If it was on another radio station like Joel's, well, once in a while he swerves into something relevant. But, I mean, that's something I think should be considered. If the state of North Dakota has to go it alone using legacy funds, maybe 15 years they're going to have to use this for something like that. Thank you.
Thanks, Gary. Any thoughts, Scott?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, unfortunately, whether we want to or not, the state of North Dakota can't do it alone without at least some federal interaction. And that's because of the Missouri River and Lake Sakakawea, which is, I mean, a navigable waterway, which will bring federal, at least permitting and regulatory process into it. And yeah, I mean, we right now, our pressing concern with water is that we've had too much in the fall. We have too much snow now. We're worried about flooding in the spring. But also, that is, I mean, regardless of what any climatologist said at any point in time, we know that at some point in time, North Dakota will be in a drought, and water to the Red River Valley is important. So, and that's one of the things we've been doing with this administration and working with Scott, you know, Dwayne Ducrey, and trying to make sure that while we have a friendly regulatory administration, we get the federal side of this taken care of so we have the ability to continue with that project. And I think not only that, it's a worthy project to make sure our highest population center has availability of water in a drought. But it's also one of those things that every community along the line has the ability to do. Value-added egg is the perfect example, because whether it's a soybean crushing plant or a fertilizer plant or an ethanol plant, the one thing you always need is a steady, large supply of water. And this would be able to do that for any of those communities that could pipe into that along the way. So we're consciously on it. We are working with the federal government and working to make sure that the permitting process and things exist so that project has the ability to green light.
Speaker Pelosi has sent a letter declaring that she's going to lead Congress to usurp the president's authority, tie his hands on Iran, and she says that she has to do it to keep the American people safe. Has Speaker Pelosi gone too far? I know it's hard to believe because she keeps going very far, but is this too far?
So there's one thing about the Dear Colleague letter, and unfortunately politics play a role in all of this stuff. I think her tweet last night was wholly inappropriate. Well, there's missiles actively in the air. I mean, she is going after the commander in chief, and I think this is going to be another example of her getting out ahead of what the facts actually are. That's what I continue to go back to. This isn't a binary. I mean, in politics, you want to divide, you want binary choices. But the choice cannot be do nothing against Iran when they're using their proxies to kill Americans, or all-out war. And I think anybody who says they know where this is going to be in 2 weeks, 6 weeks, 6 months is lying, because this is the definition of a fluid situation. But I think it was wholly inappropriate what she said last night. And I think I'll be interested in seeing if they can even get this to the floor by the end of the week, because I don't think they'll be able to.
You can answer this after the break, where we had a couple calls earlier that wanted us to ask you about John Kerry's role in, you know, trying to usurp the president's foreign policy with Iran after, you know, he left office, and whether or not he might be, suspect to a charge in the Logan Act. and sedition. So I want to ask you about that when we come back on What's on Your Mind, plus more calls.
Welcome. Titan Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. Nine models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming January 2020 land auctions include 1,800 acres of highly productive crop and pasture land in Ward County near Berthold and Plaza, 960 acres of excellent crop and pasture land in Divide County, North Dakota near Granora, and 350 acres of remarkable crop land in Clay County, Minnesota, and a farmstead near Hitterdahl, Minnesota. View all of these and many more great auctions, including Pfeiffer's farm equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins and Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins and Kronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins and Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Everybody's always waiting on Friday, watching that clock and sitting on. Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you by Mineral Tracker. Joel and Jeff and the team at Mineral Tracker are running the Silicon Valley Mineral Tracker operation that happens to be in Watford City. It's kind of neat. And this tool is revolutionizing the way mineral and non-operating owners are managing their assets. Because you can perform monthly income self-audits. You can see your wells on an interactive map. You can forecast future income. You can store your documents in your Mineral Tracker portfolio. It's amazing. They'll give you a 30-month free trial. MineralTracker.com or call them at 833-842-2924. And do not, I repeat, do not sell your minerals until you talk to these guys. A lot of offers out there. 833-842-2924. Make that call first. Congressman Kelly Armstrong back with us for another segment here on What's on Your Mind. I'm just noticing that oil prices are down because of a new inventory report. They had been flat. You know, we've led to believe anytime there's anything that happens in the Middle East, it's going to mean a giant spike in oil prices. But obviously, the success of the Bakken and other shale plays in America has pulled a lot of that threat back. What do you make of what's happened as a result of these two events?
Well, I think one of the things over the long term that is going to help in our geopolitical influence in a region that has been under some state of war for 2,000 years is right-sizing their economic influence. And one of the ways that occurs is by oil exports. And, you know, the technology started in North Dakota in the Bakken Shale. And I've written editorials on the national security interests of U.S. oil production. And I think you're seeing it play out right now. And it's important. It's important when you're in an election year. It's important when you're moving towards things, because we can make our decisions based on long-term strategic interests of the United States and not on short-term political problems of gas being $4 a gallon. And the fact that oil is down $1.29 right now tells you all you need to know about why domestic oil production is so important.
So even with a quote-unquote threat to the supply in the Middle East, there's enough inventory with what's going on in the Bakken play that that you know prices drop. Wow.
And Scott, this happened when they bombed the Saudi oil refinery. There was a short-term small increase in the price, but those of us who have been in this business and from North Dakota long remember, you know, 20 years ago, this would have been a 30% increase in oil, and oil would still be at that rate. I mean, and that would have started long before these missile attacks last night. So
a couple of things.
Go ahead.
All right. So I want to ask you about what I mentioned before the break, and that was, you know, whether or not John Kerry ought to be charged under the Logan Act. I mean, is that something to be looked at? My quick response was, you know, we've already, you know, criminalized politics. That's obviously what's going on with Trump and what you've been dealing with in the Mueller investigation and FISA courts and everything else. So I guess this would criminalize foreign policy. But he did, as a former Secretary of State, go on foreign soil and actively, you know, argue against the president's position. I mean, is the Logan Act or sedition belong in the same sentence of John Kerry, given his actions?
I don't know specifically. I mean, when you're getting to criminal conduct, you need very specific things that were said and those things. But what I can tell you is that it is wholly, wholly inappropriate and irresponsible for a member of the former president's cabinet to be actively engaged in anything resembling foreign policy while there's a new administration in place. That is absolutely wholly irresponsible. But I would also say never underestimate John Kerry's ability to believe he's the smartest person in any room, whether regardless of the facts bearing that out or not.
What role remains for the House, and specifically your role in the Judiciary Committee, on the whole impeachment thing? What does your caucus, your leadership believe Nancy Pelosi's up to here, other than trying to act like she has negotiating power with the Senate? Is this a way to make it go away? Is it coming? It's just a matter of when. What's your take?
Well, I think Senator McConnell's going to force her hand. And I think this is a perfect example of this is one of the issues that really frustrates me, and where the national media isn't calling out the active hypocrisy of this. Eric Swalwell called it a crime spree in progress. Jerry Nadler said it is an imminent threat to our democracy. Nancy Pelosi has called it an emergency. And if all of those things are true, then, and it had to be acted on as quickly as possible, then how in the hell can they justify just sitting there and holding it?
Very good question. And yet they get by with it without anybody asking that question of them in the media. I'm glad you guys are asking it, but it's not asked of them very often, that's for sure. I mean, what do we? So McConnell, you know, you said you believe is going to take steps that will call her bluff a little bit on this. Do you think there's any possibility that they get smart and go, you know what, we're not going to win in the Senate anyway. We're not going to send it over. There is no impeachment. It goes away. Or will they basically go crazy?
I think they have just absolutely painted into a box. I think the only thing worse politically for them than continuing with impeachment is not continuing with impeachment.
So they're, I mean, this is how this is going to play out. They're just going to play about the unfairness of the Republicans in the Senate, and they're going to try and use that as to negotiate whatever political advantage they can through that. But I can just tell you, I don't believe it's working. I think the American people understand that this was a partisan sham and will continue to know that. And I think they're going to have a lot of new members of Congress that may not be here again in 2 years.
Very interesting. Well, thanks for fighting for us, Congressman Armstrong. Appreciate the time, and look forward to many more conversations like this in 2020 following it all.
All right. See you, Scott.
One upside to this delay by Nancy Pelosi, even though it's 100% political and ridiculous, is it really makes it difficult for these Democratic presidential candidates that are senators to campaign in Iowa. Very interesting. President Trump, when we return.
Hey, Bison fans, make sure to join us every Monday and Friday on What's On Your Mind as four-time national champion Nate Tangway gives you an inside look at the road to Frisco. Hear his experiences, perspective, recaps, and previews of the playoff games, plus his weekly podcast, The Lost Boys, at am1100theflag.com. Get the inside scoop on life in the playoffs with former Bison defensive lineman Nate Tangway right here on What's On Your Mind every Monday and Friday. Brought to you by Gate City Bank, who says, go Bison!
Show up your school spirit with a My School Spirit debit card from Gate City Bank. My School Spirit cards are free and available instantly with any Gate City Bank checking account. Choose from more than 45 school logos and get free unlimited ATMs everywhere in the world. Plus, Gate City Bank will donate $10 back to your school for each card ordered. Visit gatecity.bank/mycard to get your My School Spirit debit card from Gate City Bank. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.